Welcome to Top 5, a show where we count things down from number 5 all the way to number 1. It's our first show back in 2022. So this week, Top 5 Hopes for 2022. Top 5 Hopes for 2022. Rodrigo, I'm sure you have some hopes, some dreams that 2022 is just ready to smash into the dirt and make you regret everything. What do you have for your number 5 hope?
Putting it as dreams is actually an interesting way to put it, because at the end of 2021, I was taking some extra hours at work, and then also for health reasons, not getting a lot of sleep, and then also working a lot. So I kind of wrote this list half asleep.
Ah, okay.
And my number 5 is just says more better sleep. So I assume that what I was trying to say here is I hope that I can get more or better sleep in 2022. So that's going to be, that's my number 5.
More better sleep and more better blues. Those all fit in the same category. Yeah. We know what you're talking about. What about you, Matthew? Do you have any hopes and dreams that 2022 can crush?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I argued about this because my first thought...
You argued about your hopes and dreams for 2022?
I really did. I argued with my child and with my wife. And we're like, hey, you know, how does this even go? And it occurred to me that, you know, the obvious one, the one that I really, really want, I'm like, should it be number 5? Should it be number 1? I feel like everybody's going to duplicate it. But I'm also like, I just want to get it out of the way. So my number 1 is... I want some sort of end to the ongoing plague. I want an end.
Is that your number 5 or your number 1? Because we usually start at number 5 and we go up.
That is my number 5.
Okay.
Because it's the first thing that popped into my head. And, you know, again, I'm bad at rankings, so I really think, you know, more of a collection. But I feel like that is the thing that I want more out of 2022 than anything, simply because I feel like everybody is dealing with, like, trauma. And it's just not good. And that is the first thing on my list. It's the first thing that popped into my head, to the point literally where when I wrote that down, I went, what else is there?
No, so, I understand that. I mean, I don't have end of plague times on my on my hopes for 2022, because I a couple more years, I think, then we'll be okay. But I did not have that. However, I do have something that is a little bit more... how shall we say, major spoiler centric? I would love, I have hopes that we will have more patrons in 2022. A lot of people don't realize that Major Spoilers been around for 15 years, that, you know, we've been chugging along even when other people laughed at us, mocked us, disregarded us. You know, we're still here and we continue to produce a lot of really, really good content. And people don't realize that, you know, we may be one of the OG RPG podcasts, but we're not owned by a major, you know, movie studio. We're not in the pocket of CBS Interactive. We aren't being controlled by overlords from a certain company controlled by a man from Australia. No, it's just us. And we really rely a lot on our patrons, people who listen to this show and all of the shows in the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. And so I hope that we can find more patrons in 2022 so we can do all of the awesome things that I have been plotting and scheming since about July of last year. So more patrons is my number 5 hope for 2022. Rodrigo, what do you have for number 4?
So the next entry on my list says better robots. So I assume that what I was thinking here is like helpful robots,
maybe better robots.
What I was trying to do is like more of a distinction of like, hey, what is it, like Boston Dynamics or whatever? Maybe instead of building like future death machines, you can build robots that are helpful. So let's say that's what I meant by better robots.
Okay. No, I understand that. I mean, certainly everybody's favorite Elon Musk came out, was it like 3 or 4 months ago, talking about improvements to robotic technology to be more helpful to people around the house.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He wants to get the motion a lot more fluid and a lot more natural first. And then he also, of course, needs to work on the AI. So yes, more better robots for all.
And he also doesn't know how to do any of that. He's going to pay.
No, but that's one of the nice things about, that's one of the nice things about having money, that you can go and find the people that know how to make those kinds of things. So and then there you go.
Take advantage of them and use their work to impress your friends and make yourself richer. But I'm not bitter. Okay, maybe.
I mean, I really couldn't. I couldn't tell. I was thinking you might sound bitter. A little bit that way.
Bitter. Yeah.
So do you have another hope for 2022, or is it just bitter turtles all the way down?
I have many hopes. First of all, turtles are not bitter. Turtles are sweet, especially if you cook them just right. But no, I am not. I am not a fountain of bitterness or hatred, even though I took 900 calls today because nobody else actually came to work. No, my friends, I am a man of many, many sides. I have a left and a right and an up. And for my birthday, 2021, which was like 2 weeks ago, thanks for remembering, my wife got me a copy of DC's Who's Who Omnibus, which, if you read it, will allow you to know exactly what was going on in every DC comic circa 1982 to 1989. And this is a really, really killer book. And the thing that it made me want more than anything is my number four, A Decent Hand Scanner, because there are some images in here that are just amazing. And I don't know if you read comics in the 80s, but DC was using flexographic printing, which was, I don't want to say a massive disaster, so let's just call it a galactic level cluster schmoz. And it was awful. And I remember reading these comics back in the 80s and going, man, these look terrible, but so much great information. And now I have these beautiful digitally remastered, huge copies of all of these, you know, images by artists who are now gone. Joe Kubert, Jack Kirby, people who are still with us. Your John Burns, your Hernandez brothers. And I'm like, I just want to scan them. So I will have those images and I will say on the internet, see, did you ever hear about this schmuck? So my number four is a decent, not like a flatbed scanner, not like something from 1964. I'm talking like one of these cool ones that data would use in the 21st century to just go zoot, and then all the information would be digitized. It would be great.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My number four, if my hopes for more patrons doesn't pay off, mm-hmm. I hope to win the lottery jackpot. Because then we could do all of those things that I've been plotting and planning since last year, sometime. Yeah. And certainly we could do a lot more. Lottery jackpot win. That is a hope for 2022.
Seeing a theme.
No, I don't think so. We'll find out more when we get to our number threes, which I think Rodrigo has a number three.
Yep.
What do you have for number three?
My number three says better health.
Hey, that's my number three too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one seems pretty straightforward, especially since part of the reason why I wasn't getting sleep was like health reasons. So I assume that mostly I just wanted to have fewer migraines, but this will probably, like, I literally just before we recorded this show, I took a rapid COVID test because we had another COVID scare at work. So I turned out it was negative. So, so far so good. But yeah, I guess, fewer migraines, B, maintain the streak of negative COVID tests, I guess, because I'm not so hopeful as to think that I won't have to take any COVID tests. Like, I literally just took a COVID test in 2022. So already, like, that's not happening, right?
Yeah, it's only 4 days in.
Yeah, 4 days in, already had to take a COVID test. I'm not saying that I won't have to take any more in 2022. That
three of those days you were at home. So, you know. Yeah, my number three was also good health. Not just good health for me, but good health for everybody. You could look at that in a way of, you know, let's make COVID go away if you want to look at it this way. But more along the lines of, everybody has different health issues You know, some of them are minor health issues. Oh, my back hurts. Or some of them are more serious issues. But I'm just hoping that whatever your health issues are, I hope that you have good health in 2022. When I say you, I mean everybody who's listening right now. So yes, my number three, also good health. Matthew, what do you have for number three?
My number three is another one where you're going to accuse me of splitting hairs and being weird and overthinking stuff. So I'm just letting you know up front. My number three could be taken as the same as you and Rodrigo's number three. But it is important that I make it clear that I am not considering it when I say that my number three is additional weight loss. I am down 57 pounds from what was the highest weight I've ever been in my entire life in September of 2021. And even though I'm relatively healthy, I mean, for, you know, an old fat guy, I'm actually not bad at all. I don't have particularly ongoing things. Yes, I have sleep apnea and I have tennis elbow, which is weird because I've never played tennis. And honestly, that sounds like exercise, which is just terrible. But the plan for the new year is to continue losing weight. And there's a simple reason why. And that reason is coming up in my number one. So if you listen, my number one reason will explain my number three reason when we get there.
I don't know if I would call that splitting hairs. I mean, unless you're losing weight for health reasons, I mean, right. that would be one thing. Okay. But if it's just to lose weight so you can do more or be more or feel good about yourself, I mean, that's fine, right, too. That's no big deal.
Well, and a lot of people say that, oh, you have to lose weight to be healthy. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's not the case.
I don't think so, because if you're somebody that is, you know, at your quote unquote ideal weight, losing weight is not going to make you healthier. So
yeah, and it only works to a certain degree, right? Mm-hmm. Weight loss has to be part of a comprehensive set of things to do better, right? It's like
I like to think
weight loss by itself is really only going to exacerbate your tennis elbow.
I know, right? That sucks.
Yes, and you know, if you don't stay hydrated during the whole process, it's going to make it even worse. So
oh God, you don't even know, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know all about hydration. But that's not on my list. How about we get to our number twos?
Number two.
And Rodrigo, what do you have for your number two?
For number two, I wrote down more diverse sleep. So I think I was going for something like more diversity in the media type stuff, and then I was just so tired that I wrote down sleep. I'll go ahead and keep it and say that I hope that everybody can get enough sleep and also think about diversity and how to make everything more inclusive, including sleep.
Or did you mean you wanted more diverse sleep? Like sometimes you want a deep restful sleep and sometimes you want one of those sleeps where you keep waking up every 5 seconds because you're fits of anxiety, or other times you want to have sleeps that are filled with wonderfulness, and other times you want to have sleeps that are filled with scary monsters trying to chase you down a hallway.
I feel like I have that now, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I guess I want in that case, I probably want less diverse sleep. Assuming that the homogeneous sleep that I'm getting is like restful sleep. But I guess, you know, there's like light napping, right? That's a pleasant type of sleep that I really can't do because actually taking naps is a migraine trigger.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So there are times when I'm tired and I'm like, if I take a nap, I'm going to get a migraine. So I need to stay up and hope that I don't get a migraine, because guess what? Not getting enough sleep is a migraine trigger. So, let's just go with more diversity in the media and then just keep sleep just off just to the side.
As you sleep, you hope to see more diversity in media.
Yeah.
All right. Well, please see my number three for your migraines. Matthew, what do you have for number two?
My number two, and I realize that with the exception of my number five, these are actually less hopes and more goals, which is weird because I'm not a goals person as a rule.
Maybe you're becoming a goals person as a rule.
Oh, snap.
Maybe I am. I mean, we all change and grow. I used to hang out with a guy who always had goals. He had a goal for the next 6 months, a goal for the year, you know, 5-year goals, and he would constantly be upgrading.
Yeah, you gotta always do that. Yeah.
And I'm just like,
Always reflect on your goals.
Just exhausting.
Oh no, it's fun.
Oh, exhausting. But in 2018, there was a terrifying, horrible loss in my family, in that my 1999 Chrysler Maryland finally went to that great car yard in the sky, and you know, sold the car for $300. And since then, I haven't had a car. So there are four people who live in my house. There are three adults, and there is a 17-year-old. Each one of the people who are female has a car. It is their car for their purposes with their name on it. And I don't have a car. And in 2021, nobody went anywhere. So the ancient van that my wife drives just cacked out. And so my number two is getting my finances squared away to buy my first new vehicle.
Ooh.
Now, is that new to you or like new on the lot?
We're talking like walking into a Subaru dealership or something, you know, or a Nissan, Studebaker, whatever they got. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to be like, okay, Mr. Studebaker salesman, show me what you got. And he's like, our new 54s are in. And then I'm going to buy one of them new ones that's all new. I want to make sure that it has like leg space because we have a new car that the household uses. And it's not mine, and I've had no input in it because, again, my finances suck. But occasionally, I drive this brand new car. Well, not brand new now. It's like a 2019. But this car is great. I get in, and it's like, hey, do you want to play your music off your phone? Yes. And I try to change lanes, and it's like, hey, there's a truck over there. Don't do that. And at one point, I was about to crash into another vehicle. It stopped. The car braked for me and stopped. And I'm like, my old car wouldn't even stop when I told it to brake. So I'm like, yes, I'm going to try this. I'm going to see if I can be one of those old dudes who gets a new car. I'm thinking about something red and sporty because, you know, nothing says sorry about your midlife crisis like that. But yeah, at the very least, you know, maybe just a new van or a sport utility vehicle, something that will be my first new vehicle ever. Fingers crossed, depending on how everything works with my down payments and such. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't want to, I mean,
I got pretty good credit.
I don't know if you've looked, I'm not talking about your credit or your debt levels or anything like that. Right, I'm talking about the prices because prices of vehicles,
the chips that they can't make
astronomical compared to when you bought that last car in 2019, you know, before the pandemic. So maybe get all your finances in order now and start saving up that monies.
That's what I say,
like 23 or 24 rolls around, then you can buy it when things start to level off, because holy crap, the price of a car that, I mean, we've been looking for cars for my son for school, for him to drive. He's at the driving age.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the cheapest cars in this town, and I'm talking about like a little car, like a Mini Cooper or something like that, or even a, you know, a little Mazda or one of those little tiny Jeeps that they have. Those are still $17,000-$18,000. And that's the cheapest for a car, for the cars in this town. I mean, the cheapest. And just 5 years, remember when Rob was still living here?
Mm-hmm.
A good cheap car was like $6,000. And that was for the used stuff. I have people still today, the dealership is reaching out to me for my 2017 car and saying, hey, if you could be a little patient, we could get you into a new car now, but there's a demand for your car. Mm-hmm. We will buy it for you and take over all your payments and all the other things that you have going on with it. And we will pay you like, not double blue book, but we will pay you well above the blue book price. So, I'm going to imagine that's the way it is all over the country. So, go in with an open mind, but, be prepared for some sticker shock.
I have no idea what a car should cost. I mean, my last car was $3,000.
Well, if you're going for like a big Suburban or something like that,
you're probably
going to pay about $50,000 to $60,000 for that.
We have a Ford minivan, and we were looking at The wife wanted a Subaru Outback or a Forester, and the difference, I think, seems to be a nameplate on those. I don't know, but like I say, we'll see.
Yeah, I would compare prices of that same vehicle, new, from 3 years ago, and then go in with that expectation.
We are close to Kansas City as well, so I have additional research and or buying options depending on how it all works.
Oh,
so,
I mean, this is the same. I mean, do the go math. To other cities, other way, other places it'll be too. Good. So just keep that in mind. My number two. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of dumb people in this world. Many of you have
imagine
had to deal.
Imagine the dumbest person you know and realize that half of the people are dumber than that.
Yes. And I, over the last couple of years, had to deal with some really dumb people. And one of the things that I hope that we can all hope for 2022 is just a little bit more patience with the dumb people. I know it's hard because all you want to do is yell at them and call them names and blame their political affiliation for all of their woes, but that's not it. We need to just take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and have a little bit of patience with the people that you consider the dumbs, because you don't know what the dumbs are going through right now. Maybe they're having some stressor points, just like we all are. Maybe they don't think as logically as most other people do. A little bit more patience is what I hope for all of us in 2022. A little bit more patience.
Roll the Guns N' Roses.
Yes, I thought about playing some Guns N' Roses on that one, but I got no patience for that. Anyway, Rodrigo, what do you have? Rodrigo, what do you have for your number one?
My number one just says critical.
Nice. More critical hit. Nice. I have hopes for Rodrigo returning to the GM table of critical hit.
It's one of two things. Either I meant for me to be more critical, which means just getting meaner on these shows.
Right.
Like, Matthew, you couldn't beat a Blamange at tennis, something. I don't know.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah.
I played squash anyway.
Yeah. No, I do think that, I probably could do something short for critical hit. I want to, right? It's a hope. Because again, my health hasn't been the best, so it's tough to do all the other stuff that I'm doing and also, you know, put something together, for play. But yeah, hopefully next year, assuming that, I was going to say, assuming that Drifters ends next year, but it wouldn't have to because chances are we're going to have some sort of scheduling hiccup. So I might be able to throw something in, even in the middle of Drifters. You know, this is stuff happens, you know.
There you go. All right. Thank you for that, Rodrigo. And now the internet is all abuzz and all the people in the Discord and all the people on the site are all like, Rodrigo's going to bring back Void Saga in 2022. That's not what he said.
That is not what I said.
Yes, exactly. Calm down.
But that's not what you didn't not said.
That's true. It isn't.
Yeah.
Matthew, what do you have for your number one?
My number one is to beat a Blamange at tennis. No. No, that's wrong and it's bad. First of all, a Blamange can't play tennis unless they're from space. And second of all, I have no idea what tennis or a Blamange is. But my number one, as we went back to my number three, you remember my number three. You remember 27 years ago when it was Christmas 2021? I was sitting here, and my kid came down the stairs and had some coffee, and they're like, oh, I'm tired, and it's Christmas. Still tired. Can I sleep some more? No, it's Christmas. Sit down. We're opening gifts. And the child was tired because they've been working on their portfolio to get accepted to a prestigious university for art therapy degree, to get, like, I don't remember if it's a master's or a doctorate or something, but it's a big, huge McGeggy deal, and it's one of their, you know, big goals. I won't say lifelong, but definitely high school long goals. And so my number one is like, hey, I hope that Widget gets into the college of their choice. Not just that, I hope that college just throws money at the child, like just here's some money. We loaded it into the thing that they use to fire softballs at you down at the batting range because I'm broke. But more importantly, this is a really talented kid. And in my number three, I mentioned how I'm trying to, you know, shrink further. I'm down at 10 or 12% of my body weight. And so I figure that if I do this right, I can continue shrinking to where when the child is 100, I'll only be 135. And so I can just be like that weird old guy wandering around, you know, and then they can be embarrassed of their weird 135-year-old dad who wants to tell everybody about the days, you know, when Monty Python was on TV and the radio. Oh, and you know what they said to me, Stephen, this weekend?
What did they say to you this weekend, Matthew, as you were dancing outside of the Six Flags bus?
No, they were sitting in the car with me. We were going to get breakfast. They're like, I've been thinking about this, Dad. I think I'm going to have to go into college radio. And I'm like, oh, you want to go into college radio? And they're like, no, I don't. But I feel like I have a moral imperative because I am the only child of the legendary Jumpin' Jack Slash, and looked at me dead serious and went, so for you, Father, I will go into college radio to carry the legend into a new year. And I'm just like, oh. First of all, this is so my kid. And second of all, yeah, that would be great. Because that's exactly how I ended up there.
Does the university she wants to get into have a radio station?
I don't even know.
I'm sure they do.
I know that she pictures our radio career in college as basically Dr. X, where you're just like, oh, X marks the spot.
There's a happening.
Yeah, we're going to have a happening. But nonetheless, going back to the original point of, well, point is not the right word. Going back to the thing that I probably should have made clear, my number one is that my kid gets into the college of their choice. And everything goes awesome, and they make tons and tons of money so that they can support their parents in our dotage.
I think that's the kind of the hopes and dreams of any parent is that your kid does better than you so that they can take care of you. Well, I mean, it would be hard to do better than me.
I mean, I have a broken minivan.
I'm in an extended family where that is kind of the tradition, I guess I should say, is kind of the way it's been. Yeah, and I don't know about expectation because certainly the branch that moved to the United States is very much, please go out and do your own thing. Don't worry about us. But everyone else is just like, oh, no, come take care of us. We're going to move in with you.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, that's a thing. That's not just a cultural thing, too, because my family, although I myself have no living parents or grandparents, general parts of my family, not quite so immediate, are all taking care of each other's, you know, parents and children, and people are all like, oh, we can't afford to live alone. So people are like combining households, and it's
just, yeah, I mean, that happens.
It's a whole schmageggy. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm old. What am I going to do?
All right, here we go. My number one hope for 2022. So every year I get to get up in front of a bunch of students and teach the Intro to Electronic Media class, which is really more of a class about being aware of that you are being played every time you turn on the radio, every time you turn on your TV, every time you watch a YouTube video, every time you listen to a podcast, every time you open your social media app, you're being played. And that all of these things are full of biases and full of, you know, agendas and all of these things. So my hope for 2022, and unfortunately we're recording this near an important anniversary date. This episode will probably release on an important anniversary date. But man, I hope that we can all just have better awareness around us about something that a former person used to rail on all the time. And just be aware that the message that is being sent to you is being done with an agenda in mind. Doesn't matter what your politics are. It doesn't matter, you know, what your personal agenda is. Every business, every news outlet, everybody is sending a message crafted in a way to get you to respond in a certain way so that you will keep coming back to their app, website, TV network channel, news program, newspaper, whatever it may be, on purpose. And so if we can all just have a better awareness around us, I think a lot of these really dumb issues, see my number two, could be alleviated or at least mitigated. And also if we understand that everything that goes around comes around, we're in a big circle and everything repeats, you know, just go back and look at the crazy stuff that was being said and done in 1918. And it's just like, man, this is just an exact carbon copy of that. But in more hypertone colors and stranger smells. But my number one hope for 2022 is better awareness. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody shared their top five hopes for 2022. I hope you have some hopes and some dreams for 2022. Tell you what, why don't you share them not with just us, but with all of the cool spoilerites all over the place. Just point your browser or click the link in the show notes. Open up your Discord server and join the Major Spoilers Discord server. Hop in that top five channel where you can list your top five hopes for 2022. I know a lot of people are already putting in goals and agendas and other things, but hopes, people, that's what we're hoping for in 2022. Share them because I'll read them. Everybody else will read them. Why? Because everybody loves a list. Take care.
Major Spoilers Podcast, copyright 2009. Major Spoilers Podcast, copyright 2010.
Major Spoilers is copyright 2011. Major Spoilers is copyright 2012. Major Spoilers is copyright 2013. Major Spoilers is copyright 2014. This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2017 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2019 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.